So maybe a first question would be, give us a state of just your tribes. Madison has just been designated in December, Truax Field, as the home of F35A. Doctor, can you start? Give us an overview. Democratic Governor Tony Evers will give his first State of the State speech in the Assembly chamber behind us for here in a little bit. He'll give it tonight. But what is a State of the State speech? What should be highlighted? What have voters been telling four veteran lawmakers? We've asked four veteran lawmakers to preview that State of the State speech. To my left is Republican Senator Kathy Brenier of Lake Halley. She represents the 23rd District. Democratic Senator Janice Rehan of Evansville represents the 15th. To my right, Republican Representative Jesse Rodriguez of Oak Creek represents the 21st District, and Democratic Representative Amanda Stuck of Appleton represents the 57th. Thank you all for coming in. I know you're busy, caucuses and all that. Just a preview, general, of the State of the State. You've heard a few in your experience here, in your tenure. What is the purpose of the State of the State? Why don't we start with the Republican side first? Senator.
Well, I think much of it focuses on the economy and how well the residents of the state of Wisconsin are doing economically and unemployment rates and that sort of thing, and how well we're doing as far as the future is concerned on goals and the perspective of the governor on where he wants to take the state. I think that he'll probably focus on education and in-migration. Since we need more workers in the state of Wisconsin, and at least try to have a plan to fill many of the jobs that are left unfilled currently.
Thank you, Senator.
Well, thank you. Yes, definitely is to let our constituents and all state residents know what's been happening in our state, where we're at financially, where our income and expenses are, because that's a huge part of what we do every biannual session is fix the budget. So this is kind of a preview of what may be coming up in the budget, what needs to be fixed, where the priorities may lie, and just an overall snapshot of where we're at and what the governor's intentions and hopes for the next 2 years will be.
Great, thank you. Time to hear from the Assembly. Representative?
I think it has been already stated. It's basically a snapshot of how our state's been doing the last 2 years, and also, you know, what his vision is for the following 2 years. So I know that a lot of concerns are with taxes, and so that is, I hope is part of the discussion.
Thank you. And Amanda.
Yeah, so I think I'll say it the fourth time now. There really is just sort of a check-in, lay the ground out for where we're at right now, but then also to lay that vision for where we want to go. I think it's also about setting the tone, to really kind of lay out the expectations of how he's expecting this session to go, about the things overall generally that he wants to see happen, without some of the specifics that will come later.
Well, there was an election November 6th. All your names are on the ballot, which means have been meeting with voters and your constituents. Well, what are they telling you is the state of Wisconsin? Are they happy? Are they concerned? We'll start with the Assembly, please.
So when I was out on the campaign trail, there were a lot of positive things from the people that were in my community. They were very happy with the direction that our state was going. They love the fact that our unemployment rate is really low, and we've still been able to balance our budgets and have a rainy day fund. So that was a great news to them. A lot of the discussion, though, on the negative side was just the fact that we haven't addressed pre-existing conditions. I know that in the Assembly we had passed a bill and made it out of the House, but it had kind of died. And so that was in most of my discussions with people in the district, was their concern of pre-existing conditions.
And the Assembly scheduled a vote on a pre-existing bill today.
That's right. So we'll be taking it up on the floor today.
Okay. Amanda, please.
Mixed. I mean, certainly people love the state and are proud of what we're doing here, but they have some real concerns about what's happening. They're concerned about teacher shortages. They're concerned about watching their children work incredibly hard and not be able to pay off student debt or buy homes. They're worried about retirement because, you know, we just know that middle class is really struggling to stay there. So I think there's a lot of concerns about what's happening and where people are at, but I think they're hopeful that we can address these problems and hopeful that we can fix our schools and give them the funding they need, hopeful we can address transportation to fix our roads. So I think there's a lot of hope there, but also a lot of concern about where we're at right now.
Now, you just won re-election in the Senate. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What did voters tell you are the top priorities?
Well, you know, maybe it's my district, but I didn't have a lot of people terribly concerned. The pre-existing conditions was, in my opinion, a little bit of misunderstanding. So I had explained to them currently pre-existing conditions are covered according to ACA. However, that if ACA goes away, then the state of Wisconsin must cover, or we should cover, pre-existing conditions. So I, a little explanatory thing there. Right. I have numerous businesses having some issues with administrative agencies that need to be addressed, and so I had some businesses have some concerns, but overall I had one gentleman who said he usually votes Democrat. He said, I'm all about the economy and the economy is great, and I am voting Republican for that reason.
Thank you. Senator.
Well, I live in a rather blue-collar area, and we're still feeling the repercussions of losing General Motors. So wages are really an issue, and even though our unemployment is quite low, the jobs still are not paying a family-sustaining wage, and that is a big issue for people in my area, and I heard that a lot. And there are concerns about maintaining health care. That definitely is an issue. But I also have a lot of rural roads, and the Just Fix It campaign is what people really feel strongly about. It's really a problem in my area. Even though we have I-90/39, which is proceeding on time, still the idea that the majority of our roads are literally falling apart and our townships are going back to gravel is a huge concern for
Follow-up
my
question,
constituents.
Senator, is, did you hear that as the top issue from your
That was a huge one, yes. Huge issue, yes.
Well, then my second question, if you were advising Governor Evers, and he's getting a lot of advice, he may not be talking to each of you, but maybe he should. What would you recommend to be a central theme of the state of his first State of the State speech? We'll start with Senator Ringham.
Sure. I'm very happy to hear you ask that question because, quite frankly, I have had this discussion with our new governor when we were both on the campaign trail, and he felt that fixing our roads, our transportation issues, should be one of the number one issues. And I hope he is true to that, because we did have that discussion at a 4th of July parade this summer. So it is a very serious issue, and there are a lot of other issues, but I still think from my area, what I'm hearing, that is a number one issue.
Well, let's pause a little bit and talk about transportation. Are you all optimistic that we can arrive at that the transportation funding impasse can be broken this session? Anybody can jump in. Are you seeing signs that we can finally break this deadlock?
I guess I'm hopeful that we'll do something on it. I think something will happen. Will it be the full fix we need? Will it be the full amount we need? I'm maybe less optimistic about that, but I think we'll see something happen. I just don't know it'll be fully what we need.
You need good roads for Foxconn workers to come to their campus. Are you optimistic that we can break the deadlock,
well,
Representative?
Fortunately, I think I'm in a great region where we're getting a lot of our roads done. We have I-90, 94, that the north-south stretch, and that's under construction right now. So that's a positive thing for people in my area. And we just recently are finishing completing the zoo interchange as well, and the Hale was also done. So in my region, I think our roads are doing great, but these were the mega projects that we needed to get done, and I think we're at that point. I think what I heard from a lot of constituents, though, is they're concerned that we make sure that there's no raid to the transportation fund, that, you know, we have a sustainable revenue source for our transportation. So that's the concern, and I'm hopeful that maybe we'll find something that we can all agree so that way in the future we don't have the issues that we've had in just recently.
Senator, is this a regional transportation funding? Is this a regional, not dispute, okay, a subject to discuss, mega projects in eastern and southeast Wisconsin? Are you lawmakers from western Wisconsin and your constituents worried that there's an overemphasis on highway projects in maybe her area?
Yeah, there's a little animosity toward the southeastern part of the state. But as I tell my constituents, listen, it's a capital project, good for 40 to 50 years. When that is finished, then those dollars are available to spend elsewhere in the state. Sometimes you have to wait for the older sibling to get the new dress before you get one. So I try to tell them to stay patient. I do understand we need additional dollars infused in the transportation because of some slowdown that happened for quite a few years there. Mm-hmm. And I met with the Department of Transportation. They explained to me the THEMEX, how they determine most of the state roads are in fair and good condition. It's our local and county roads that need the dollars infused so they can get caught up as well. Okay. So I think that local and county roads need to have a focus on them, whereas once the southeastern part of the state is done with the mega projects, those dollars can head up to some projects that we need up in the Eau Claire area.
Okay, and now I want to come back to my original question and give you all a chance to answer. If you were advising Governor Evers, what would you tell him should be a central theme of the state of the state, Senator?
I think the central theme is growth, continued growth and prosperity for the state of Wisconsin, and working in a bipartisan manner to accomplish good things for all of us.
Thank you. Representative.
I agree. I think hopefully finding a way to work together, even though I know that we have different ideas how to get to the end goal, but hopefully finding solutions that will benefit all of our communities in the state of Wisconsin.
And Representative.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with that. It's really, I think, the most important thing is sort of setting the tone. We'll get some of the specifics later when we do the budget address. Right now, it's really sort of about the bigger themes, about what the vision is, but also about how we can work together and setting the tone that we want everybody at the table, we want everybody included. We don't want this to be divide and conquer. We want this to be, let's all come together, because we can't fully address all these issues unless we work together.
Well, thanks, because that was my next question. He spoke to both of your joint caucuses. He's often extending an olive branch here. I guess my question is there a new spirit of bipartisanship that you sense building in the Capitol that can work on some of these tough problems like transportation? Amanda, you want to go first?
Sure. I mean, I think we're just starting. So, I mean, I think we're just starting to see what it's going to be like. I don't know that we fully know yet if it's going to really work out that way, that it's going to be a new tone and we're going to work better together. You know, I hear some talk from my Republican colleagues and friends that, you know, they're aware it's going to have to be a little different. They have to work with us a little bit more. They're aware they can't just pass what they want now without sort of working with Democrats. So I'm hopeful that there'll be a new tone. I don't know that we've been in it yet enough to know for sure if there's really going to be a change.
Well, Representative, when the governor spoke to your caucus, did he say anything that encouraged you or discouraged you?
Well, unfortunately, I was not there
I'm sorry.
And so I was not able to be there.
But the overall question, are you sensing a new spirit of bipartisanship?
I think that everyone realizes that we need to do something to address the concerns of the state of Wisconsin. And just being naysayers is it's just not going to work. We need to work together. And, you know, ultimately, the people want us to work together and to find solutions for our state, transportation, taxes, you know, access to health care, how to bring more people to our state. These are all issues that are important to all of us. And the people are looking for us to make sure that we address these concerns.
Senator, were you encouraged when the governor talked to your caucus?
I was. I was actually impressed that he turned to the speaker in response to something the speaker asked, and he said, I understand the numbers. I can count. So he understands that in order to accomplish some things, he's going to have to work with the Republican side as well. And so he had a very upbeat, optimistic tone, so I was encouraged.
Do you want to join in the kumbaya chorus here?
Absolutely. Yes, I think Governor Evers has always had that intent that we need to work together, and he's actually had experience doing that, working with so many different schools throughout the state, and I think it's just very important. I came from local government where we had to get along at the end of the day because we had to live with our neighbors. And I just think it's extremely important that we continue to listen to all facets of every part of our state, because everybody has different circumstances, and we need to look at all those as a whole and find what works best in every area, because one size will not fit all, and we all do need to work together to find those solutions.
Earlier I asked if you were advising the governor a theme he should emphasize. So the other side of that is maybe a theme that he shouldn't really dwell on because it might be counterproductive. Your thoughts, Senator?
Well, I wouldn't talk about tax increases.
But everybody, all caucuses agree that there's going to be a so-called middle income tax cut. Excuse me, I interrupted you.
That's okay. I always encourage folks that I know to speak from the heart. And as long as he speaks from the heart with Wisconsin residents in mind, I think he'll be fine. And I wouldn't even back off from the discussion about the federal shutdown, to be perfectly honest.
That's where I was going to go next. But before I get to that, potential subjects that maybe be counterproductive, Senator?
I don't think it's wise to avoid some of those negative subjects because everybody needs to know your thoughts. I've always told my staff, I want to hear the good and the bad of what people have to say when they call my office. And I think it's important to air all those issues, whether you agree or disagree, but you have to acknowledge that they're there. So I really don't think anything should be off the table, but anything to excess, maybe you need to use a little discretion.
Anything you don't want to hear a lot of at the State of the Speech, Representative?
I just hope that it's a positive message. I don't know what he's going to focus on, except for some of the issues that he pointed out during the campaign trail that I think are very important to all of us. But definitely, I mean, as long as he sets a tone that is respectful, and I think he will, but also a tone where all of us can work together, I think will be very well received.
And Representative?
I would just say the only thing really to stay away from would be sort of blame or just talking about the past and things that have happened in the past. I think it's really important to kind of just talk about where we are now and where we need to go.
Senator, you mentioned the federal shutdown. Do you get asked by your by constituents, can't this be solved? In other words, they're kind of confused that this is a federal issue. We have 800,000 federal workers either not working or working not being paid, while we have public employees in Wisconsin, teachers in the classroom, all the law enforcement officers, all the local governments. Should he mention the fact that Wisconsin is up and working in contrast to the federal government, or would that be counterproductive? Whose turn is it?
I would say I don't think it's a competition. I don't think we want to necessarily, start that tone of, oh, we're better, or, look at us. I think it's really about addressing what's happening in the state. Tonight should be about the state of Wisconsin and what's happening here. I mean, certainly maybe if he wants to touch on if there's things we can do to help those workers here that are suffering, that should be talked about, but not necessarily getting into the politics of it or a comparison or a competition with the federal government.
I don't think it would hurt to put people's mind at ease in the state of Wisconsin, our Wisconsinites, that, we don't have that problem here in the state of Wisconsin. If we don't pass a budget, and I hope we don't ever get to that point, I hope we do agree on something, we pass something that's positive for the state of Wisconsin, but that, our government will not shut down. I mean, we will basically we'll take whatever budget we had the previous session. So I think it would be good because the day that I was not there for him to caucus. I was actually at a school in my school district, and one of the kids did ask me, well, what do you, how does that impact you guys? And, is there something that we should be fearful of? And I said, it doesn't impact us. We're state employees. And I told him about, the fact that our budget is sound. And if we can't agree, we will continue, working, and no one will be on furlough. So I think it's good to set that people's mind at ease, because then I think some people are somewhat confused.
Senator, should he say that state government is and local governments are not shut down? Senator?
Well, I wouldn't say it in that manner. I think how he could transition is his desire to work across party lines and to accomplish things and get things done. That our immigration system has been broken for decades and decades, and both parties agree it's broken, and they still will not come together to come to a solution to the problem. And I got in a kind of a passionate discussion here in Madison at an event, and, you know, the concern was with the shutdown. I said, I'm not concerned with that. I'm concerned that Congress is so broken that they cannot fix a problem that is decades old, and that everyone understands that we want immigrants, we need immigrants, we need to fix the problem with the southern border, and we can do all of that together. And so if he wants to do the contrast of how we can work together in the state of Wisconsin versus Congress, who just can't seem to do that, and that will be his goal, to continue to work to accomplish things for Wisconsin residents. But I would do it as an encouragement to Congress to get it done.
And Senator?
Well, I wouldn't dwell on the issue because it is a national issue, although people don't always recognize government is all local to them. And there are people that are being affected by it. My district hasn't been greatly impacted yet, but we know as it goes on, it very well could impact funding from the federal government that goes to state agencies. Food stamps is one huge issue that we know could greatly affect people. So you can't really ignore it, but until it really comes home to roost, I wouldn't want to scare people either by predicting something horrible that may be averted any day. And but it's something you can't ignore because it's real, and it could have consequences more widespread the longer it lasts.
When your constituents talk about the frustrations with the federal government, do they also have concerns? I almost said blame, but that's the wrong word. do they think that state government might be prone to some of the same problems, Senator?
Oh, I think they do think so, because they look at the overall picture and think that we're all pretty much the same. And I don't think really people really differentiate the different layers from federal to state to local. And like I said, people think all government's local because when they're affected, it's a local issue to them. But people are confused by it, and I try to straighten people out if they do ask. But sometimes what's easier is to just say, we'll give you a number to call, we'll get you to the right party, and we will direct them to a federal U.S. legislator or senator. And it's easier sometimes just to direct them in the right direction than to try and explain it.
So some of the anger directed at the federal government and the frustration, you're hearing about
sure.
it in terms?
Absolutely.
Senator?
Yes. I just got a Facebook message yesterday from kind of a friend and constituent. And she said something about insurance going up for veterans and, you know, thousands of dollars. And the CBO said this. And so then I replied back to
CBO,
her.
CBO, Congressional Budget Office.
Correct.
Washington.
Yes.
Not Madison.
Right.
Excuse me.
And so I said to her, I said, well, I will contact Senator Johnson's staffer, Mr. Bolstead, and share your concern with him. He did get back to me. I messaged her and said that it was only a study type thing, and there are no bills or no. So we sometimes get that quite a bit. I don't know about you, but I do get that quite a bit.
Frustration with federal government spill over to state government, Representative?
Yeah, I think the people are frustrated with what's going on at the federal level. But at the same time, I think they've also recognized that we've been able to accomplish a lot here in our state. So while I think everyone wants to believe that, you know, we're always fighting amongst each other and we don't get along, I think they're also seeing results because of, you know, how Wisconsin is doing. So I try to bring it back to that. I mean, I like to tell people, last session, 90% of our legislation was bipartisan. We do work together. That doesn't, you know, getting the media. It's usually the things that we, you know, are at opposite ends of that, you know, gets the spotlight. And so I think that's why people get that perception that we don't work together and that we don't get along.
Your constituents think TSA workers work for state government, Representative?
I think sometimes there's a lot of confusion. I mean, I have gotten blamed for city things too. So I mean, I think it's between all the levels, people get confused about who does what, how it's all impacted. So I do think there's a lot of confusion, and you do spend a lot of time educating people on just what the difference is and what you really have control over and what you don't at the end of the day. But I do think it is important that we understand that sometimes people are just frustrated and they just need an ear, or they just need to be referred to the right person, and you know, then they're fine once they know that. But yeah, unfortunately, we do get blamed for sometimes things we don't control.
The The governor's State of the State speech will be the second of three. He had his inaugural speech, State of the State, and then on March 5th, he'll present his budget. So we've got a few minutes left, but just a few. Your top priority in the next budget, which will be debated and passed, hopefully by July 1. Representative.
It's hard to pick one, because the truth is we have so many
issues.
Two. Yes. I mean, we really have so many issues, and it's hard to say one is more important than the other, because they're all connected also. But I think certainly education and transportation are going to be the top two things we hear about, probably the top two things we've heard about from constituents, along with healthcare. I mean, you know, but again, a lot of these are related.
From just thinking back on the campaign trail, education, healthcare, and transportation. Those are the three areas that they talked about the most.
Okay. Senator.
Transportation, I think, should be on the top because that has been something that's been sitting, pushed aside for a while. Education, we put $800 million into K-12, so we need to take a look at not necessarily more funding, but balancing funding among school districts. And, of course, technical college training is very important to many of our employers. So very important. I'm sure we'll be working on it.
Thank you. Senator.
Well, I agree with all the above answers. I had already mentioned transportation, and we know education and healthcare. And I'll just add a different perspective that environmental issues, our water quality is being challenged in many parts of the state. So I hope that we continue to look at the cause and effect of what's happening with our water and air quality
You've all mentioned healthcare. My question is, can we find a compromise on the issue of expansion of Medicaid? Maybe that's my next to last question. What do you think, Senator?
I think we should accept those funds. You know, it's very expensive to provide all the health care that we do provide in the state of Wisconsin. It's really a large part of our budget. So if it helps alleviate it, it's kind of like saying if your employer has a very good year and he says, this year I can afford to pay for all your health care. Enjoy it while you've got it. I think we should take that attitude and enjoy that federal funding as long as it lasts, because it will help.
Your caucus's leaders call it a non-starter. Your thoughts on...
Well, I'll tell you, I want the Fiscal Bureau to study this, because when you're between 100 and 133% of poverty level and you go to ACA, Affordability Care Act, and you are reimbursed for your premiums, your deductibles, and copays, I want you to know how many people are actually on that and who are actually getting free health care, which means the federal dollars are coming back directly to our constituents rather than to the Department of Human Services to spend as they see fit. So I want more information.
Okay. Yeah, the concern with affordability, I mean, a lot of the talk is, you know, how can we make it more affordable to people? And the ACA was meant to be affordable, and, you know, for many people who are purchasing their insurance through the private, it's not affordable. So we need to find a way to, you know, if the federal government's not going to find a solution, and I think we need to find a way to address it.
And Representative?
Yeah, I don't know if there's necessarily going to be a consensus, as you can hear.
Right.
There's some differences here, but from my perspective, we absolutely need to take that money. It's our money. It's our tax dollars. And to address these issues we've talked about, like transportation, education, these aren't cheap fixes. So we need to make sure we have all the funds we can to do the best we can to meet all of these priorities.
Well, okay, we're almost out of time. So final question. Looking forward to the State of the State speech tonight, Governor Evers' first one, because, Amanda.
Why we're looking forward to it is the question?
Oh.
Well, it's just, this is a big change, you know, but the terms I've been here in the past have all been under Governor Walker, so this is going to be a big change. I'm excited just to hear what the difference is, if there's any, just to see what it's going to be like under a divided government, see what the change will be like, and just hopeful to hear what the vision will be for the next 2 years.
And Representative?
I'm just hopeful, you know, that that the tone that he strikes is a bipartisan tone and that we can still work together. I think that's the best thing that we could do for our state.
Thank you. Senator?
I'm just interested in the new and different.
Succinct and well put. Senator?
I'm looking forward to a new feeling of optimism, so definitely enthused.
Well, thank you. Wisconsin, I want to thank all four of you. We want to thank Senator Kathy Bernier, who represents the 23rd District, Senator Janice Ringhan, who represents the 15th, Representative Jesse Rodriguez, represents the 21st, and Representative Amanda Stuck, who represents the 57th, for previewing Governor Tony Evers' first State of the State speech. Thank you very much.